O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Lo, with gall his thirst he quenches. See the thorns upon his brow. Nails his tender flesh are rending. See his side is open now. Whence to cleanse the whole creation, streams of blood and water flow. Faithful cross above all other, one and only noble tree, none in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit thy peers may be. Sweetest wood and sweetest iron, sweetest weight is hung on thee. Lofty tree, bend down thy branches to embrace thy sacred load. Oh, relax the native tension of that all too rigid wood. Gently, gently bear the members of thy dying King and God. Tree which solely wast found worthy, the world's victim to sustain, harbor from the raging tempest, ark that saved the world again. Tree with sacred blood anointed, of the Lamb for sinners slain. Blessing, honor everlasting to immortal deity, to the Father, Son, and Spirit, equal praises ever be. Glory through the earth and heaven, Trinity in unity. Amen. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up to suffer for our sake. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O, see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O, purify me, then I shall be clean. O, wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with the spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your way, and sinners may return to you. O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up to suffer for our sake. Jesus loved us and poured out his own blood for us to wash away our sins. O Lord, I have heard your renown, and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years revive it, in the course of the years make it known. In your wrath remember compassion. God comes from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled. His splendor spreads like the light, rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. You tread the sea with your steed, amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear and my body trembles, at the sound my lips quiver. Decay invades my bones, my legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us. For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines, though the yield of the olive fail, and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and exult in my saving God. God, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds, and enables me to go upon the heights. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus Christ loved us and poured out his own blood for us to wash away our sins. We worship your cross, O Lord, and we praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For the wood of the cross has brought joy to the world. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We worship your cross, O Lord, and we praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For the wood of your cross has brought joy to the world. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond that of man, and his appearance beyond that of mortals. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him kings shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder it. For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross.
Over his head they hung their accusation, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Over his head they hung their accusation, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Christ our teacher, for our sake you were obedient even to accepting death. Teach us to obey the Father's will in all things.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our life, by your death on the cross you destroyed the power of evil and death. May we die with you to rise with you in glory.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our King, you became an outcast among us, a worm and no man. Teach us the humility by which you saved the world.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our salvation, you gave yourself up to death out of love for us. Help us to show your love to one another.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our Savior, on the cross you embraced all time with your outstretched arms. Unite God's scattered children in your kingdom of salvation.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Look, we pray, O Lord, on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ did not hesitate to be delivered into the hands of the wicked, and submit to the agony of the cross, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.